You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. We're going to be chatting about a special anniversary today. One of our shows is celebrating 10 years, and joining us now is the one, the only, well, maybe not the only David, because we have two here, but we are joined by the only David Hawk here at the station. And of course, David, happy 10 years to A Little Alternative.
Thank you very much. And thank you for clarifying that I am indeed the only David Hogg here.
Anyway, David, 10 years of A Little Alternative. Let's look back. How did you start with the show? What were your beginnings?
So I came into A Little Alternative in 2017. I've not been there from the beginning. Sam Little hosted it before me. I was sitting in a college interview with a member of the formerly around and missed RNIB transitions team to get blended parties out to people from high school to college and university and so on. And she just turned to us and said, "Oh, there's a show that's appeared on RNIB Connect Radio. You like your alternative music, wanna come and do it?" And the rest, as they say, is history.
So looking back at, well, it's not a full 10 years for you, but it is a long time.
Yeah.
You kind of stuck through it and you seem to enjoy it every week you do it.
Certainly do.
Has anything changed in the show for you? What would you say is the difference between David 7 years ago and David now?
I mean, David 7 years ago was much, much quieter than he is now. I mean, I think because I got involved in the LA when I just come out of high school, going on to do uni and journalism there, like that show allowed me to come out of my shell massively, and confidence in interviewing and broadcasting. So I'm much more open now than I was when I started.
And you also, obviously, you came in to the station from the route of being a volunteer first. Now yeah. You are working as a full-time content producer doing the afternoon edition as well. Mm-hmm. What do you find this route of kind of starting volunteering first and then obviously getting the pleasure of working with all of us? But how was that like for you kind of coming from that direction?
Interesting. I mean, I think starting off as a service user as well before even volunteering, it gives you a look at working with RNIB from all the different viewpoint. So even now as a content producer, and we're making things for service users, I've been one, so I kind of know a little bit about what they want, rather than just kind of like big picture thinking. I think that does kind of help in being where the listener is now, that I know what they want. It's a little bit clearer.
And you also obviously understand what maybe, I don't want to say younger audience, because I feel like alternative music has a lot of fans from all walks of life. So yeah. It's just assuming that young people like alternative music, but that's not true. Alternative music has been around for years.
Decades even. Yeah, it's sight loss and macular degeneration in particular tends to affect older people, but you know, there are lots and lots of younger people in the midst of their sight loss journeys as well. And we need to have something on the station that does cater to them, and A Little Alternative does that. And I think 10 years on from when the show launched, it is, you know, testament to that.
So what would you say is your favourite? Do you have a favourite memory from the years of doing it?
Oh, that's it's going to be interview related. Like, there's been so many great interviews we've had on A Little Alternative over the years. Lewis Capaldi, like just as he was on the cusp of being the Lewis Capaldi that we all know and love, that was fun. Public Service Broadcasting was a good one as well. The band Night Riots. There's so many. What's my favourite A Little Alternative moment?
It could be something behind the scenes that maybe we wouldn't have noticed on the show, but like looking back, you're like, actually, that was pretty funny.
This is something that's going to come up in one of the three specials. There's a song by a band called The Main called Another Night on Mars, which has got a naughty word in it. We're not allowed naughty words, so we do some audio trickery, and the lyric, it now sounds like he's saying Swedish bars rather than the naughty word. So myself and Chris Wallace talk about that, and just when Chris used to produce me, we were talking about that. Yep, we'll put in Swedish bars. So that was a nice bit of camaraderie that that came out of the early days of ALA and still carries on every time that song's played.
Well, I feel like this is a really nice transition to actually talk about your shows you're celebrating with three specials. So now is your moment to give us a bit of a talk up. What's coming up?
Yes, so three specials. We thought if Doctor Who can do three for the 60th anniversary, then we can do three specials for the 10 years of ALA. So the first special going out on Friday, the 15th of November, is myself and the former producer, Chris Wallace, looking back at, 10 years of A Little Alternative, the show, and just playing our favourite tracks that featured on the show in that decade, and going down memory lane a little bit. The following week, the 22nd, myself and somebody called Paulina.
I don't know that person.
No,
never heard of her.
So myself and yourself are, I think we're both little emo kids at heart, and you
very very big emo kids.
Very
at heart.
very big emo kids at heart, and we are going back to kind of the early 2000s and that kind of emo, alternative rock, pop punk kind of music that had a big part in shaping both of our music tastes, and also I'd say the very early years of A Little Alternative, before as I got older, mellowed out into more softer indie music. And that leads us on to the third special. Myself and The Weekend Connect, Amelia Hilton, will be just looking at all of the indie music that we love. And I think those two specials, the emo one and the indie one, kind of encapsulate the two sides of the music played on Little Alternative. Three specials.
Well, I'm certainly looking forward to it. So, David, we can catch that first special, of course, this Friday on the 15th of November, and then another one the following week and the following week. And, of course, you can find all of the information about A Little Alternative on our website, rnab.org.uk/connect-radio, and you'll find the pages there. But, David, before we let you go, just a little off-the-cuff question. If there was one alternative band, artist, group, whatever, that everyone should hear, what would they be?
I mean, my answer for that changes pretty much every day. One that, you know, I don't think you can go wrong with a classic. And particularly because this album celebrated its 20-year anniversary this year, Green Day's American Idiot, an absolute classic, and a classic for a reason.
Well, there you go. David Hogg from A Little Alternative. Happy 10 years. Thanks so much for chatting today.
Thank you.